The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Glory to you, O Lord. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the doors were locked, where the disciples were, for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in the midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning.
Good morning, Father.
Holy Spirit, unity, love. After Christ died on the cross, he wanted to make sure that his church, the only church that he established, will continue to be one, to continue to be united in love, to love one another. Why? Because he said so. Love one another as I have loved you. So that the people can actually become like Jesus in loving, the church throughout the years, from the beginning until now, needed and will always need the grace of the Holy Spirit. We cannot by ourselves love like Christ without the Holy Spirit. It is the Spirit of God, the third person in the Trinity, that will give us the grace, the encouragement, the enlightenment, the courage, the strength to become like Jesus. But we have to what? Listen. Okay? Individually, you have to listen. You have to make a conscious decision to listen. The question is, are we listening? And how do we know we're listening? If we are changing. But if we are changing in the negative way, then what? You are listening to the wrong spirit. Okay? Because just as the Spirit of God will encourage us to be one, to be united and to become like Jesus, loving, forgiving, and merciful. 24/7, the other spirit, the evil spirit, will make us what? Hate, divided, unforgiving, sinful. So you better make the right choice, yes? I cannot do that for you. You have to make the right choice. So look into yourself. What am I doing? Am I hateful? Am I always angry at anybody? Oh, Father, I can get angry at somebody. No. You're supposed to be at peace. You're supposed to be trusting in the Lord. But if you're full of anxiety, doubt, fears, that's when anger comes in, yes or no? Because you feel you are not in control. But if you are one with the Spirit, one with the Lord, you are not in control, but you are still what? Cool about it. You know? Because you entrusted yourself to the Spirit. So here we are, you and I, all of us here. Because we were baptized, we already have the Spirit, yes or no? Yes.
because you were baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And then when you were confirmed, you were given also the Spirit. See? How many times? Every time you receive the body of Christ, do you only receive Christ? No. You receive the divinity, wherein there is the God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Every time you ask for forgiveness, you receive the Spirit of forgiveness. You encounter the Spirit of love. The love between the Father and the Son, that is the Spirit. It's all about love. The Holy Spirit will not teach you to kill. The Holy Spirit will not teach you to hate. That is not the working of the Spirit. So you better make sure whatever you have now, whatever you're doing now, is really reflecting the Spirit of the Lord. For example, here, we are the church, ecclesia, community. Do you know that we are married to Christ? Just like a man is married to a woman, we are supposed to reflecting the love between the man and the woman. We are supposed to reflect the love that we have for Jesus Christ, and that we are one in that love. And what have we done to show our love for God? By loving one another. Just as I tell the couples, I ask them two questions. What can I do for you? And what do you want me to do for you? What's the difference? What can I do for you? You may dictate to your wife or husband what is good for her. Yes, you're doing something, but you're dictating. I like this guy, Tim Allen, the actor. He loves his wife, but he gave his wife a, what you call this? Where you put fruits in it? A blender. Or something that he thinks his wife needs, but actually what? He's thinking only what he can get away, or what can he get from his wife making the fruit thingy for himself. You know? What can I do for you? There can be selfishness in there. But when you ask the question, what do you want me to do for you? See, there are two yous and one me. Huh? Do you understand? You don't presume to think for the person. You actually try to understand, accept, and learn what the person really, really wanted. That's marriage. And the reason why marriage failed, not because the sacrament failed, but because what? There is what? No communication between husband and wife. Remember that. Same thing here. Don't simply say, what can I do for the church? Rather, what? What does the church need? Huh? What does the church need? Am I doing? Am I contributing? Am I helping the unity of the church? Or am I just here on Sundays? Huh? See, that's the problem. Many think that just by coming to the church is enough, because it's convenient. I can only come to church on Sundays, that's it. The rest, I don't care about the church. See? That's what you call still holding back. Yes or no? Yes or no? You are still holding back. You are not giving yourself to the church. If I were like you, I would not have become a priest. Yes or no? If I were like you, I would not simply be like, you know, do my own thing on weekdays and then just come to church on Sundays, that's it. But thanks be to God, some of you do care for the church. They serve the church in many ways. Choir, catechism, liturgical ministers, altar servers. But the rest, gimme, 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 gimme. Yes or no? Gimme the Eucharist. Give me the confession. Gimme, 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 gimme. I'm sorry. That's not good enough. Huh? Again, why? Why do we serve the church? Because we are supposed to reflect the bride of Christ. We are the body of Christ. Yes or no? So we are the body of Christ, so we should be taking care of the body of Christ, not simply this body that we have. Here we are taking care of our physical body, but the body of Christ, we don't take care. We complain again, sadly, you've learned that there were some priests who affected the body of Christ by the way they live. Even Pope Francis had to tell them, the priest, hey, you priest, you better not buy too many worldly things. Not drive luxurious cars. Be available, priest, 24/7 for your people. Because the Pope knows that the priest is needed and the priest should be there when the need arises, when the people need God's forgiveness. But are we the only one to serve the church? Or are you supposed to serve the church? So, my dear friends, Holy Spirit, unity, and love. I hope you remember this, and I hope you do something about it.